it gives us more time, I suppose, to work on more submissions and to keep in contact with An Post about what is the future for Gertrude Post Office.
So this is a reprieve until the end of January?
This is a reprieve until the 31st of January, yes, Harry. And look, this is due to the hard work of the Gertrude Post Office Committee, chaired by Tom McGettrick and Secretary Nigel Clancy, and all the committee, for all the hard work that they have done over the past number of months, and the community, for the support and the surrounding communities. And indeed, you know, we have lobbied many TDs from the local area and nationally. So look, again, Harry, it's a reprieve till the 31st of January. We're still unsure of what it actually means, but it definitely gives us more time.
Now, this, of course, is very good news for Gertrude, and it gives hope to all the other communities throughout the Northwest that are campaigning to retain their post offices. What they will be wondering is, what has Gertrude done to get this result?
Well, we always felt, Harry, and I did say this already, that, you know, we put a very, very good positive submission together. We looked at On Post protocols, we questioned their protocols, we've done our own census. We've done a census of people that were outside 15 kilometres from their nearest post office as well. We got 512 people in our own census. So we felt we were being ignored. Why would we get a negative review when we get such a positive submission and when we question the protocols? So, I mean, look, I suppose we looked in depth into the protocols from On Post. We give them reasons and we question them and we give them reasons to keep us open. But as I say, it's a reprieve for a number of months, but it gives us more time.
Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, I understand the postmistress there in Gertrude, like postmistresses and postmasters all over the region, have accepted the retirement package offered by An Post. So how does that stand now in Gertrude? What is the position there as far as you know?
Well, as far as I'm aware, Mary is the postmistress in Gertrude, you know, she has agreed to stay on until the 31st of January until we see where this goes from here. Yes, Mary was due to retire and she accepted the package, and Mary is well entitled to retire. Mary has given a lifetime of service to the people of Gertrude and to On Post as well, and we're very grateful to her for all the work that she has done, and we're very grateful to her for agreeing to stay on and give us more time to fight our case.
In some towns and villages in the Northwest, there have been other businesses which have offered to operate the post office. You don't know if that's the situation in Gertrude?
At the moment, Harry, as I said earlier, we're in a situation where we know we've got the reprieve. We don't know what it means right now. We're hoping that it means that it definitely means that that On Post are taking us seriously, taking the people of Gertrude seriously, and they have looked at the review, or they are looking more in depth into the submission that we made to them. But I mean, look, this is only one post office of many that are looking for a reprieve and looking to stay open. And again, we have a lot of work to do. We have a big battle, still a big battle on, but you know, it's a fight that we are going to continue, and we're going to keep fighting. And look, this is a positive step, but it's only a step.
Now, there was one aspect of the situation in Gertrude that I noticed was, and that was that Gertrude was almost borderline when it came to that 15-kilometre stipulation there. That certainly should be to your advantage.
Well, look, we feel that we've a lot of things to our advantage. You know, Gertrude, the village of Gertrude is unique in that we have everything there. We have our supermarket, we have our doctor, we have our chemist, we have our petrol stations, we have our pubs, everything you want in a village. You don't have to leave Gertrude for anything. Our nearest post office from there is almost 13 kilometres, so it does make it borderline. As I say, we have 512 people, and the protocol is 500. So, you know, we feel that Gertrude is a standalone post office, and maybe On Post are starting to look at that now and look at that seriously. And, you know, this has given them more time to look at it in depth, and it's certainly given us more time to come up with new ideas and to put more submissions forward to On Post.